The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
All my life, I have military discipline. Morning, you wake up, go gym, come back. You go school, come back. You do homework. After night, you go gym, come back, sleep, eat, repeat. It was like this all my life.
Guess what? You're going to a new level. New levels, new devils. I just want you to know that it's worth it. When you climb to a new level in your life, you do face new devils, new challenges, even shocking setbacks that take place or people that let you down as you climb. That's okay, as long as you know they're coming. I want you to know that fighting off those new devils is worth it, and you become stronger every single time you do it. Most of the learning in life comes from experience. There's nothing worse than taking another journey around this earth exactly the same way, exactly the same experiences. Life doesn't give us what we would like. What we wish for, it doesn't even always give us what we dream for. It'll give us what we're willing to fight for. And these devils are coming. And I'm not going to let that person derail my dream, my vision, my life, or me getting to know who I'm fully capable of being.
One of the hardest parts of growing is realizing that not everyone is meant to stay. It doesn't mean that they've hurt you, no. It just means that you're becoming someone that they wouldn't recognize. And that's completely okay. You start seeing things differently. Your standards shift, your patience changes, you stop entertaining conversations that drain you. You stop showing up for people who disappear when you need them. You stop shrinking so others can stay comfortable. It isn't betrayal, it's evolution. Some people were meant to walk with you until you found your own direction. Some people were meant to teach you a lesson, not be a part of the whole story. And some were only meant to show you the version of yourself that you are finally outgrowing.
I will never be a victim, and I will never give anyone the opportunity to label me as a victim, because that excuses inaction. It excuses negative habits. It excuses anything bad, and I don't want an excuse. No, do not be sorry for me. I'm grateful to have experienced these things, because I know and I'm aware that these difficulties and the pain is necessary. It's what I need. I know I'm not the only one who's been through difficult things. I believe my purpose is to bring encouragement. Excuses and victim shit don't fit into that. It doesn't work.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You've been through a lot this year, and it wasn't for no reason, and I can promise you it's not wasted. And you learned a lot of lessons this year, lessons that you might have thought that you didn't need to learn. But going into this next year, you need to realize how strong you've become. You have learned lessons and you have become strong. And now you have the ability to do something great, to carry something great that you might have not been able to do a year ago. You've learned a lot through the pain. So are you going to sit in the pain, or are you going to bring something beautiful to life?
The hardest part is the uncertainty that all your sacrifice will be for nothing, that we give up everything now for nothing later. But then you remember the life that you walked away from to pursue your dream, and then you realize that there's no going back, and so you keep going. Everything you've ever wanted is on the other side of 10 years of uncertainty, rejection, and suffering. It just comes down to wanting what you're after more than you hate all the things that you have to do to get it. And so despite all the hardship that you're going through, you just gotta believe with all your fucking heart that you're gonna make it.
The day is cold and dark and dreary. It rains, and the wind is never weary. The vine still clings to the moldering wall. But at every gust, the dead leaves fall, and the day is dark and dreary. My life is cold and dark and dreary. It rains, and the wind is never weary. My thoughts still cling to the moldering past. But the hopes of youth fall thick in the blast, and the days are dark and dreary. Be still, sad heart, and cease repining. Behind the clouds is the sun still shining. Thy fate is the common fate of all. Into each life some rain must fall. Some days must be dark and dreary. We live in the past a lot of times. We live in the past with our regrets. We live in the past with the regrets of what might have been, but is not. We live in the, and you know, life gets weary, and it seems rainy, and it seems dark and gray in the clouds, and that's all we see. And we need days in real life. We need days where it's chilly, and it's raining, and the things that we had planned to do we can't do, and the things that we thought were going to happen, they aren't going to happen. But we need the rain. But if you have, whether in your life, in nature, if you have just non-stop sunshine, you wind up with a desert, and you wind up, your life is a desert, and everything gets burned up. And then every life, a little rain must fall.
What if the truth was that you're greater than you think, more powerful than you know, more unlimited than you could ever dream? If that was the truth, that you are the creator of your life, you have to start. If you believe that to be the truth, then you have to believe in yourself. And your belief in yourself must be earned. It must be earned. And the only way that we can believe in a future is when we feel the emotion associated with it. And so you're giving your body a taste emotionally of the future. And the stronger the emotion you feel, the more you remember that future. And you literally are embossing the circuitry for you to believe in it more.
Don't be ashamed of your effort. They can't stand being reminded of the thing they're capable of, but resist actually trying. People will try to put the same limitations on you that they put on themselves. Don't mistake their insecurities for your ceiling.
So desperate to figure out how to convince people that there is no loss in going for it. That, yeah, you might get made fun of and you might have in your own mind, but trying to figure out how to make people drop that fear. Going and building a business for themselves. Nobody wants the rejection. Nobody wants to lose. It's going to lead you to a place where you're not going to win.
Get serious. That's number one. 10 years from now, you will surely become someone. The big question is, who? You must overcome fear to step into your potential. Understand that fear is not the enemy. It's a sign that you're on the edge of growth. Reframe the way you look at fear. Reframe the way you look at fear. So often, when we feel fear, it makes us stay stuck or resort back. But you need to start viewing fear as an indicator of the direction you need to move, right? Fear is a pulling force from your higher self saying, go that way. The reason you feel fear is because you have to step into the unknown. You have to step into the discomfort, right? You have to step away from the things that are known, from the comfortability of where you're at, right? That's not easy, right? And your ego is going to do everything in its power to stay comfortable. So it's going to bring those emotions of fear. But don't view those emotions negatively. Fear is not a negative thing. Fear is a driving force. It's a pulling force to move in that direction. It's a guide. And when you start viewing fear as a guide, rather than a hindrance and an enemy, it changes the way you navigate this journey. Come on, man. Changes the way you navigate this journey. George Adair says, everything you've ever wanted is on the other side of fear.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
When people describe the characteristics of winners, here are some of the things they say. They outwork the competition. They are focused. They are resilient. The one I've seen in the best of the best that no one talks about is this. They rather be hated for who they truly are than to be loved for what they're not. Think about that.
I feel so angry all the time, and what if after everything that I've been through, something's gone wrong inside me? What if I'm becoming bad?
I want you to listen to me very carefully, Hannah. You're not a bad person. You're a very good person who bad things have happened to. You understand? Besides, the world isn't split in two. good people and their secrets. We've all got both light and dark inside us. What matters is the part we choose to act on. That's who we really are.
Blaming the world will not heal the wounds within. And I know that the world has given you these wounds. And I understand anger. I don't think anger is a bad thing. You have to take the responsibility out of the world's hands and put it into your hands.
At some point, you got to decide for yourself who you want to be. Can't let nobody make that decision for you.
When we were kids, my mom hung a poster over our bed. It had a picture of a bumblebee, and under the picture, the caption read, "According to all aerodynamic laws, the bumblebee cannot fly because its body weight is not in the right proportion to its wingspan. But ignoring these laws, the bee flies anyway."
I have run every single morning of my life since I was 17. And my God, have there been a lot of mornings that have meant a lot more to me than just a run. If I'm honest, I define the last 6.5 years by loneliness and misunderstanding. But through every bit of that pain, I never once skipped a beat in being there for myself. People wonder why self-hatred and doubt is completely absent from my life. It is because on the hundreds of days where I thought I couldn't take it anymore, when I felt like either my body or my soul was completely broken, I picked myself up and proved it wrong once again. So I don't know if my life is for everyone, but if you want to know how to love yourself, I sure have found a way.
Be careful what greatness brings you, but let me tell you, once you get a taste of it, you'll never go back. I love individuals that talk about they have a certain lifestyle, they have a certain things to do. Oh, I don't need all this. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Trust me. But you get used to certain things. When it goes away, you're like, yeah, this don't feel right. It's easy to say that until you're put into that situation.
Don't get overwhelmed when life is like a bunch of crazy wild horses out there in the big pasture and you can't catch the herd. You can't catch life. Stop focusing on catching life, on getting a handle on life. All right, start focus on one aspect of it and get a handle on that. And usually that's you. Usually that's you. And then if you get a handle on you, then you can start the next one, whatever it may be. Okay?
To get anywhere in life, you have to work extremely hard and you have to be disciplined. If you wanted to be a great piano player, there's no drug you can take, there's no self-help book, there's no guru. You got to spend 5 years, 10 years learning it until it becomes something that's second nature. There are no shortcuts. But if you learn that from an early age, like 10 years old or whatever, you see after a few years that an incredible pleasure happens where now you have mastery of this piano and you can play things you could never play before. You suddenly the whole thing opens up, this whole new universe. And that's the paradigm for everything meaningful in life. If you learn something well, if you learn a craft and you master it, it can bring you a far greater pleasure than any kind of drug or any kind of going out to a party or socializing. But you have to be patient and you have to not be afraid of boredom and you have to not be afraid of the effort.
But I know now I gotta work the system harder than it's working me. That's what you gotta do. The system is designed to swallow you whole. You gotta find out what you do better than anybody else and rock that. So what you gonna do? How you gonna leave your mom?
I'm realizing that if you don't want to repeat the past, the only way is to be present. I think that a lot of us get caught up in the certain loops of our past or the certain things that identify us with our past versions of ourselves. And I think if we want to become something new, if we want to change for the better, it's about instilling that into the now.
Focus on taking the first step. You know, when you get so caught up in where you want to be and how far away it seems, sometimes you could quit before you even get started. You know, so whether that's making changes within yourself, whether that's letting go, whether that's becoming the best version of you, understand that all of those things take time. All those things take a process. They don't happen overnight. But the only way you'll be able to get there is from your willingness to be able to figure it out, your willingness to go through the journey, your determination to, you know, understand that on the other side, all your hard work, all your effort, all the, you know, mistakes, challenges and hurdles you might have to overcome is that better that you're looking for. You know, sometimes you don't realize how strong you really are and how much you're really capable of until you start taking the steps to actually find out.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited, no purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Once you change one thing, your mindset, you can attack everything. Your brain is the only thing you have when you're going through depression, when you're going through hard times, you're going through death. Real life, there's 24 hours in a day where you're alone in this brain, and your brain is talking to you in all kinds of ways, and it wants to control you, pull you in these different pockets. If you can't control your own brain, and your brain controls you, you got to tell your brain where you want to go and how you want to go and how you want to get there.
People look to high achievers to try and find something that they have that the normal person doesn't, but they've got it the wrong way around. The people who are the high achievers are lacking something everyone else does have, which is an off button.
Your vision, you see it, they can't. Everybody is obsessed with something. It's okay for you to be obsessed with success, obsessed with changing your lifestyle, obsessed with changing your environment, obsessed with changing who you hang out with, obsessed with changing your habits. Everybody's obsessed with something.
The biggest lesson, life lesson that I've learned is the power of the mind and just how important it is to look at yourself at a high regard and to believe in yourself. I think in order to paint a bright future for yourself, you have to be able to see it in your mind. You have to believe in it. And the more you believe in it, you know, the more your world will start to change, and the more you'll just start to, you know, see your beliefs come to pass.
Once the fire is going, the fire is going. So stop investing your thoughts. Stop rethinking about why it would not work. You need to get out of that self-questioning. You need to learn to sometimes really have confidence in the power of your thoughts. Don't stop the fire before it even started really growing.
Fish don't just jump in the boat. If you want to go catch them, go catch them. You know, throw that line in the water and go do some work. And if it doesn't work that day, do it again the next day. So you want to be the one that's, I'm going to do it anyway. I know I don't feel good today, but I'm going to go out there and I'm going to prove to myself that even on days that it doesn't feel right, I push myself. The only way to gain confidence in yourself is to build something. It's not to wait for it to happen. You better go out there and do it yourself. You know, don't wait around and wait for someone to hand deliver something. Go make it happen.
Laziness is something that has to do with you. You're not connected to something deep enough. You don't feel the necessity. You don't feel the devil at your heels. You don't feel the fact that you could very well die tomorrow that will impel you to get something done. There's no necessity behind it. And the human animal that we were created is when we feel pressure, we feel the necessity to get things done. We can move mountains. So you have to create necessity in your life. You have to create the need to get things done. You have to give yourself deadlines. You have to remind yourself that tomorrow you could be fired, you could die, you could have an illness. Give yourselves a sense of urgency that I need to get things done quickly.
You are not your past. You're you. You're you right now. Like the past you did, you might have done some things you wish you hadn't done. Don't dwell on that. You learn from it, that's fine, but don't dwell on it. Just keep moving. Keep moving. You know, use it. Use it as fuel. Say never again.
No, you have to hit rock bottom. That's the way up. Yeah, rock bottom is beautiful. The struggle of coming back is beautiful. That struggle, it's hard. It doesn't appear like it's beautiful while you're going through it, but it's just being tested. And without a test, there's no testimony. Life tests you. Sometimes life annihilates you, but it's only up to you if you want to take some more. If you want to dish it out. But eventually, if you don't quit, it'll be merciful to you.
Never back down when your back's against the wall. It matters how many times you get back up, not how many times you fall. It's about your mentality. What's the point of dreaming the dream if you're not working to turn that dream into reality? So speak life into your life. Say, I am purpose. I am healed. I am free. I am me. I am my next level. I am greatness. Speak life into your life. Be your own motivation. You see, a legend is just an ordinary person with extraordinary determination. So find a way and make one. Because at the end, you just regret the chances you didn't take. So find the courage to take one. Your only limit is you.
You're going to start to create something. You have no motivation, you have no drive, you have no ambition, but you're going to force it to happen anyway because that's what bad motherfuckers do, and that's what you are. So you're going to go through day by day by day doing the work, regardless of how you feel like it. And then what's going to happen is you're going to see a little bit of a result. And when you see that little bit of a result, you're going to get happy because now you can clearly see that if I do the work, this result will happen. And a lot of people are confused as to how high drive, high success people can wake up every day and go at it. It's because they know that even if they feel bad, even if they don't feel like doing it, if they push through just a little bit, just a few more days, they're gonna see something that is gonna start to make them feel good. And it's gonna make them feel like doing this is absolutely worth it, and not only worth it, but exciting. So if you're in this phase where it doesn't feel like it's worth it, where it doesn't feel like it's very fun, just remember, if you keep going and you do not let your feelings dictate what your actions will be, the results will always be there.
It's always the quiet work that you put in with your own two hands when no one else is watching. That's the one degree of separation from you and everyone else when it comes to productivity. It's the quiet work you put in when no one else is watching.
Get serious. That's number one. I don't know any substitute for that. What do you want to do economically? Where do you want to go? What do you want to be? What would you like to have? What would you like to share? How much would you like to earn? How far would you like to go? Those are some major questions, Dad.
Champions are broken. People look at champions and try and find something that champion has that they don't have. He's like, but it's not that at all. They lack something everyone else has. There's an off button. They just don't stop.
These people don't go tell people how hard they train. They train in the fucking dark. These people live in darkness. When they're out in the light, putting on a show that's worth paying for. These guys don't even see their fucking grind. So a lot of times people want to be those people. You don't want to be those fucking people. You have no idea what they went through. You have no idea.
Everybody's great when they're not tired. The champions is when they're tired, that's when the real champions come out. That's when a real dog come out.
Tired don't mean nothing. Tired is only in the mind. You tell yourself you're tired, you're gonna be tired. I don't get tired.
So here's the difference between good and great. Very simple. When you're good, you tell others. When you're great, they tell you.
Your true beliefs are only and always expressed in your actions. It is not what you say or what you intend that tells what you believe, but only what you do. Your actions are always the true measure. If you will act the part, if you will pretend as though you have the quality already, the feelings will generate the actions, and the actions will generate the feelings. That if you will act, walk, talk, and live by the same principles and do the same things that successful men and women do, even if you doubt yourself in the initial stages, eventually you will come to the point where you actually feel to the bottom of your soul like a successful, unstoppable human being.
Motivation is a feeling that comes and goes, and it doesn't matter whether it's there or not. Discipline is infinitely more important. No matter how you feel, get up and do what you're supposed to do. That's it. And that's discipline. It's not motivation. If you only did what you were supposed to do when you were motivated to do it, that's leaving it to chance. But if you're disciplined, you go do what you're supposed to do. That's the way it works.
Pressure defines who you are and who you're not. But it also defines who you can become.
You know, there's something powerful that once you just sort of embrace the fact that in order to achieve something big, you've got to get rid of these distractions, you're probably going to have some suffering to get there, or some sacrifice to get there. Suffering and sacrifice and hard work is an indication of progress towards our dreams. The lack of sacrifice, the lack of suffering in our lives, its removal, its non-existence, also equates to a non-existence of a great life.
I think people think it's a magic trick. They snap their fingers, they make a decision, and their life is different overnight. I think there's a lack of appreciation of everything that goes into the moment where you change your mind and you do something different, and then all of the work that goes in to that rebuilding phase and the aftermath of making that decision that ultimately creates the new life.
Do you see your goal? Right, you know where you want to get, and you head that way, and you run into an obstacle, and you can't get there. You've got to be flexible. You have to realize that. It's like, okay, I'm still going to go to where I'm going, but I need to take a different route.
You are far more capable and confident and powerful than you imagine. You have within you right now the ability to vastly exceed all of your previous levels of accomplishment.
Massive amounts of people leave greatness inside of them out of fear of what others will think, all out of fear of what people think. So I completely resonate with people that feel that way. But what I'll tell you is, once you do it, you realize that number one, people don't care about you as much as you think they do. And then number two, a lot of times, you know, people will only love you if you suppress yourself for them.
This is like a big fat you to the universe, right? Once you put something, a thought out to the ethers, to the universe, that I want to do something, I want to start a business, I want to lose weight, I want to work on my mental, emotional health, and then you don't do that, that's a big cue to the universe, to your creator. Because once you've had the self-awareness that something is wrong with you, then you have a duty and an obligation, as far as I'm concerned, to do something about it. And if you don't, it is a middle finger to your creator.
I think people are impatient. They want results too quickly. They don't appreciate the amount of hard work that goes into actually crafting the life of your desires. And I think as a result of that, when they don't see results immediately, they burn out and retreat to what's safe and what they know, versus welcoming failure, welcoming uncertainty, getting comfortable with risk, and remaining persistent in their vision to create something more in alignment with their authentic self.
Who you gonna be next year? Is you gonna materialize your dreams? You gonna go after everything you said you wanted to have for yourself last year that you didn't do this year? What you gonna do? Ask yourself that. Who you gonna become? Who you gonna be? Stop playing games. You don't like who you is? Recreate yourself. You don't like what's going on in your life? No, recreate that.
You can change the chapters in the book of your life if you want to. You could decide now, I'm going to walk, talk, and be a different person. You decide that. You're the lead character in the story of your life. But too many of you let the, what I call the extras of life, dictate where you're going. How about you start playing the game for the main characters? Your mom, your dad, your children, you! That's who you play the game for.
You can fucking achieve the absolute impossible. You don't need a private school. What you need is what's your straight up brutal work ethic. You have to be willing to outwork everybody in the world.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Once something's important to you, it never leaves your mind. If you always dreamt about being a singer-songwriter and you never did it, you'll be haunted by that at the age of 70 because it's still right here, stored in the back of your mind. It's something that's meant for you, that's trying to call to you. You see, your dreams, you either pursue them or they fucking haunt you.
I want you to be wealthy and rich so you can take care of your family, get back to your community, hopefully. But my question to you, if you want to be wealthy or rich, how much would you be worth if you lost the money? Like if you became wealthy and you got it and you came into it, but one day you lost it, then how much would you be worth? And I say that to say, how much would your last name be worth? Every day I wake up, I think about what if this was the last day of my life on this earth? I wouldn't want somebody to report to my son, my daughter, or my wife on my behalf if I leave this world and I'm not in their presence. How much would your last name be worth? Meaning, can your seeds and the people that you reproduce come into this world, can somebody go up to them and say, oh, that was your father? You good. Because of what your father once stood for.
Fate to act on whatever your dream is. When you decide I'm going to do it no matter what, life changes for you. See, most people don't keep their commitments to their commitments. That's why they lead lives of poverty.
The darkness. The sun doesn't shine every day. The storms will come. There are times when the nights will be long and dark and you will be alone. There will be times when the darkness seems to consume everything. But don't let it consume you. Don't let it consume you.
It's the mindset. There are those of you in this room, you don't need another book. There are those of you in this room, you don't need another course. There are those of you in this room, you don't need to do anything else. You are enough as you are, You just don't believe in yourself in the way you're supposed to believe in yourself, and it comes out when you're talking to other people.
Even in the darkest times, even in the strongest storms, even when the sun is blotted out and the world is falling apart, the darkness cannot extinguish your light.
Socrates said the uncommitted life isn't worth living. So part of what you must do, whatever commitment, whatever covenant you make with God while you're here, to go back to be a better father, to go back to make a difference in the community, to go back to change your life, to decide not to ever to use drugs or alcohol again, to decide to be that you're going to begin to recreate yourself, that you're going to be reborn to a new state of consciousness. Whatever commitment that you make, keep your commitment to your commitment, no matter what.
You, your will, your determination, no matter what is happening, no matter how hard the fight is, as long as you keep fighting, you win. Only surrender is defeat. Only quitting is the end.
Are you interested in achieving these goals, or are you committed? If you're interested, you'll do what's convenient. You'll come up with stories and excuses and reasons why you can't, and you'll use your education as an excuse, you'll use your story as an excuse, you'll use all of that as your reasons why you can't. But if you're committed, you will do whatever it takes. You'll let go of your stories, you'll let go of your excuses, you'll let go of all the reasons you currently have that are formulating your identity of yourself, and you'll learn how to let that go and become who you are destined to become.
It's Murphy's Law. When things go wrong, they always seem to happen at once, and they just compound on top of each other. And it's pretty easy sometimes to feel beaten when you're faced with all those issues and all those problems, and they all hit you at the same time. But let me tell you that doesn't mean give up. In fact, it means the opposite. It means it's time for you to fight harder, to dig in. It means it's time for you to go on the war path.
But there will be the moment when the only person left to rely on is yourself. It is therefore my first suggestion to question and ask yourself, how can I learn to properly navigate without guidance? Now just take a moment to imagine you're the captain on a ship located on the vast ocean. What you are facing is stormy weather, dark and heavy clouds, and the ship is carried along the up and downs of the waves. In such a situation, I strongly trust that it is not enough to purely rely your actions on intellectual knowledge. To sharpen the senses and being able to see possibilities beyond what the eyes are able to see. This truly is a sign of right knowledge. If you can list the fucked up things that have happened in your life, and you can put that on a list, and you've somehow made it past all of this to be in a position where you can still go make some stuff happen, that's what you have in common with every hero of every story, of every autobiography, is how much happened to you that should have broke you, that did not break you, so that you were able to then arrive.
What's the heaviest thing that you carry around with you? The heaviest thing you carry around with you constantly is your feelings. Where do you carry your feelings?
in your heart. So before you can delete the mind, you got to delete here. Think about every time your heart was broken, what happened?
It opened your eyes.
If you do not have clear goals for your life, you are condemned forever to work for those who do. You see, in life, it's very simple. Either you are working toward the accomplishment of your goals, or you're working toward the accomplishment of other people's goals.
If you can be honest with yourself about what you truly want and take responsibility for creating it, you will. You don't have to be special. You just have to get up every day, put one foot in front of the other, and work hard to do a little better than you were yesterday. And one of these days, you are going to wake up and realize that you not only changed yourself, but you are now in the middle of living the life you were once jealous of.
And then you get started. And I'm going to tell you right now, it won't be easy. It will be hard, because life is hard. That's what life is. And these challenges that you face, they're going to do their best to take you down. Do not let them. Stand up, dig in. Line up those problems and confront them, face them, fight them. Do not let them bring you down. In fact, let those challenges raise you up. Let them elevate you. Let their demands and their trials make you stronger.
You know exactly what you need to do. Stop pretending like you don't know. You continuously scroll on the internet looking for more answers, looking for more information, looking for another way to inspire yourself to move in the direction you already know you want to move in. You're completely wasting your time. You are looking for a substitute for action. You are looking for a way around action, but there isn't one. The only way forward is action.
This is about finishing the race. When you have a goal in mind and a goal set in your head, never let anyone take you off your vision, take you off your goal. Never let any man or any woman steal your glory, steal your future, steal your dreams. Never let anybody bring you down. You are somebody.
The safe road is going to pay off. There are many payoffs to it, but I can't be there and have my soul be on a completely different track. I just, it's always worth losing. It's always worth risking.
So in the future, you look back at these struggles and you say to them, thank you. You made me better.
Now, the undisputed first law of personal growth is this: that people will never rise above the opinion of themselves. You see, when we're able to start addressing things like our unconscious programming, when we start to create the best habits that we can by programming ourselves consciously, when we start grabbing that compass needle and bringing it over to the right direction so that the 95% of the time we're sleeping awake, we're able to be who we need to be. That's when we can start to achieve the real game in town, which is self-mastery. See, before you spend another penny on workshops or skills or anything, work on yourself. See, mastering the game of self throughout human history has been the number one recommendation of virtually everybody that achieved it and then preached the benefits of it to people that usually weren't listening. But by mastering our sense of self, we're able to walk into a room where everything's descending into chaos and retain our center. When everything's breaking down around us with the eye of the storm, it's like, move, I'll handle it. See, that's the best way that you'll be able to handle uncertainty. And when we commit to self-mastery, We give ourselves the best shot of becoming the best and greatest versions of ourselves that we can be.
To find your way in life, it's not an external search. It's an internal search. Because God equipped you the moment he gave birth to you. God equipped you at birth with what you needed. He gave all of you a gift, all of you. Every last one of you, you're gifted. God never created a soul without giving them a gift. All of you sitting in here were given a gift at birth. He put it inside you. You ain't got to look under the ocean. It ain't on a mountain. It ain't under no rocks. He gave you a gift. It is the thing that you do the absolute best with the least amount of effort. That's your God-given gift. That's the thing you should pursue. The scripture says your gift will make room for you and put you in the presence of important men. That's what your gift will do for you.
If you break, the fight isn't over. In fact, if you break, the fight is just beginning. And as you crawl up and out of that dismal and wretched place, as you rise above what you were, and as you take the form of who you are supposed to be, you will see that in the very act of standing up, in the very act of fighting on, you will become and you will remain unbroken.
If you look deep in your heart, your joy, like the more joy you can hold, comes from the amount of sorrow that has been your burden. And so the ego and our scared selves judge tragedy, or maybe it's not tragedy, maybe it's adversity, as bad, and let us rush away from it. Do not run away from your suffering. Befriend it, appreciate it, embrace it, for there your joy lives.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
And for there your joy lies. And that's why the greatest amongst us have been hurt the most.
Anyone who's successful has failed much more than you know. Like, you look at somebody who's an unbelievable athlete, somebody who's an unbelievable entertainer, speaker, communicator, artist. They didn't just show up that way. They are being rewarded in public for what you practice in private consistently. We're all rewarded in public for the things that we consistently practice and refine in private. And so you see that person, you think they're a genius, but if you watch, they've been failing more than anybody else. They just failed more often, so they learn quicker.
Do the interior work required to get to a level where The negative opinions and the chattering voices of the cynics do not knock you off your ambition. They do not knock you off your vision. They do not deplete your game. You see, that's the interior capability and capacity that's required from someone who wants to really be a history maker. You have to be so strong in your own skin that when people dismiss your ideas or they don't understand it or they laugh at you, you simply keep on going.
The time is now. The time is now to express and for people to believe in themselves. The time is now for it to be okay to be great. People in this world shun people for being great.
There's something you want to do, and I believe that all of us were born with a purpose, that all of us have something that we are supposed to do, that all of us have some goodness within us, and that goodness gives us a responsibility to manifest our greatness. And when you know that, you can feel it in your guts, and you know that you're deliberately operating below your potential, you've gotten comfortable. You stop expanding, you stop stretching, you stop challenging yourself. Let me share something else with you. Not only is it possible for you to have your dream, but it's necessary.
Massive action is the cure-all. Massive action is the cure-all. If you're having a difficult time with something, your relationship isn't where you want it to be, your finances are not where you want to be, your body's not where you want to be, your business is not where you want to be, you need to take massive action. And if that doesn't work, try something else. If that doesn't work, try something else. Keep going with massive action and you will find the way, because it will give you momentum.
It's all in your mind. Whatever you hold in your mind will tend to occur in your life. If you continue to believe as you have always believed, you will continue to act as you have always acted. You will continue to get what you have always gotten. If you want different results in your life or your work, all you have to do is change your mind.
Wisdom comes from experience, and experience takes time. The more experience you have and the more you learn from that experience, the wiser you can get. A pine tree grows and matures very fast. An oak tree grows and matures very, very slow. Which one lasts longer? And which one's stronger? Which one shelters more critters and more birds? Which one, when it's done and over and it's cut down, which one is more valuable for the lumber?
We're all looking for this goal and purpose. Is it this? Is it that? Is it making money? Is it my family? Motherfucker, the purpose is you. Every fucking day I wake up, I don't want to do some fucking shit. I'm like, okay, man, do you want to be a bitch today? Do you want to walk around all day knowing that you could, but you didn't? You have to learn how to get up and do shit when you ain't got no fucking 5K, no 10K, nothing. Nothing exists. Your life fucking sucks. You're in a fucking dungeon. But guess what, motherfucker? I'm still going to get it.
First of all, don't aim at being happy, because that's just not going to work, especially when the storms come and barbarians are beating at the gate. You can just forget about that. And there's going to be times in your life where you're suffering so much you can't believe it. And so you're going to need something a hell of a lot more robust than happiness to get you through that. And then you might say, well, what's more robust than happiness? Or maybe even what's more robust than pain? How about adventure? How about we go out and sail the uncharted seas, you know?
But our life situation predominantly is our fault. It's our fault.
When you get knocked down and you get broken open, that's when you really get to know your true self. Suffering is awesome. You know, you get knocked down and split in half. You walk out in the world. If you choose, you have a choice. You can contract and become bitter and never open up again, like most people. Or you can actually use the tragedy or suffering or whatever you've gone through to allow it to
purify you. Tragedy and pain is life's greatest purifier. Holding the line, maintaining the standard, giving no slack, none. That's the discipline.
What's God? God is that which calls you to make the appropriate sacrifices and calls you on it when you don't. And try to escape that and see what happens. We know perfectly well, that that's a pathway to hell. And you might say, I don't believe in hell. And I would say, that means you don't know anything. Do you abide by that or not? Well, you do if you're wise, and you do if you care about the people around you.
You gotta be willing to do the work. You can speak about it all day. The easiest thing in the world to do is to complain, blame, and quit and settle. That's the easiest thing in the world to do. But it takes real work to deconstruct and to reconstruct the thought process and the mindset of an individual when they're trying to change something. That's why I always say to people, what's more important, what we acquire or who we become? Right? What's more important, what we acquire or who we become? Materialistic, superficial, is cool. But the people that we become, the thoughts we think, the words we speak,
along the journey that no skipping steps could have taught you, that no faking it till you make it could have taught you, that no overnight success could have taught you. The journey isn't always beautiful, but the journey is always purposeful. So start telling yourself, this is a part of the process.
We are absolutely divine, magnificent expressions of life, all of us, where each face is another unique expression of God. And we're not supposed to be alike. Since time began on this planet, there have not been two snowflakes alike. We've certainly not been two people alike. And we're always trying to be like everybody else so we're acceptable. Our uniqueness is what makes us wonderful.
What you most want to be found will be found where you least want to look, essentially. And it's so interesting because it means that if you're willing to turn around and to stand up straight and face the darkness, like fully, what you discover at the darkest part is the brightest light. And then that's something that's so much worth discovering, because there's going to be terrible darkness in your life. And it's going to make you cynical and bitter. And it could easily be that you're just not looking at it enough. Because if you looked at it enough, and you didn't shy away, and you brought everything you had to bear on it, you'd find that there was more to you than there was to the horror.
I don't know what your future is, but if you're willing to take the harder way, the more complicated one, the one with more failures at first than successes, the one that has ultimately proven to have more meaning, more victory, more glory, then you will not regret it. Whatever you choose for a career path, remember the struggles along the way are only meant to shape you for your purpose.
Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.